listening to Doug and Wolf. We're live in the Octane Community Studios. And Frank Kaminsky of the Phoenix Suns has just called in to the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And Frank, you've probably heard it from time to time at the arena. The PA announcer announces James Harden. And because he went to ASU, he gets some nice cheers and nice applause. After your beatdown of U of A, do you get booed sometimes when you're announced at a Suns game?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I hear it a lot from people I run into out here. Obviously, there's a lot of U of A fans here, but it is what it is. I'm not sorry.
We're an ASU show, so we enjoy it. So feel free to gloat if you want all these years later. It's all right with us.
So, Frank, the big question I have is, do your kids call you Frank the Tank?
Some people, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've gotten more mature with the name nowadays. Most people just have shortened it to Tank.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that has to do with growing up or whatever, but yeah. I mean, it's a nickname I think I'll have for the rest of my life.
I don't know if this is your favorite topic or your worst topic, but let's talk contract. Is everything good? I mean, are you a Phoenix Sun for the upcoming year and you know it, or is there any nervousness right now?
I mean, I'm not nervous about anything. You know, I'm excited for the opportunity to come back. Obviously, I really like it here, but, you know, I learned a lot last year with my first time going through free agency. A lot of it's out of your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that I'm back and, you know, I'm going to keep working for whatever happens. So, you know, I'm excited for what the Suns can do, and I'm excited that I was able to be a part of this kind of small turnaround that we've had here in the last few months and, you know, dating back to the last season. So we'll see what happens.
Frank, I'd love to talk to you about that thing right there. Talk to us about your bubble experience and what happened to this team, and can it carry over?
The bubble was fun, honestly. You know, it was good. Obviously, it was a little bit different for me coming off injury. I didn't have too much time.
Oh, that stinks.
Oh, my goodness.
So Dave Pasch last week,
okay,
and now, or yesterday, and now Frank this week, or today, back to back, grab Shane Doan's phone and do an interview.
You just have to wonder: can 8 games really make that big of an impact on you? Especially if you're some grizzled veteran.
I think those 8 games, yeah.
Especially if you're some grizzled veteran, though, for the most part, right? I mean, 8 games. In a bubble, and yet it has changed our perception of
it
this
has.
Team.
Frank, we got Frank back. His cell phone's doing well again. Frank, that's the big question. We can all assume it's going to carry over, but you're the one that actually lived it. Why? Is it, you know, getting to know your teammates better? Is it giving of giving more to each other? What's the tangible thing why you say, I feel better about going into next year because of this year's bubble?
You know, a lot of it has to do with a lot of the young guys taking big steps forward. You know, a lot, you can learn a lot from your first season in the NBA. And, you know, when you finally have that time to sit down and decompress and then obviously go right back into the season, it's a good learning opportunity. And then obviously being in the bubble was just about basketball. So every day was, you know, learning, preparation, practice, you know, getting back on the court. So, I think a lot of people progress. I think we spent a lot of time together, so we were pretty much forced to learn each other better. So that just gives you a heightened sense of excitement going into next season, knowing what we know now and what we can do when we really prepare the way we did in the bubble and play the way we did in the bubble.
You know, Frank, it's so weird because I hate this question. The question I'm about ready to ask you is what's your role? Because I've always felt like, well, my role is to be the best football player I can possibly be. Or my role is to be the best basketball player I could possibly be, right? What's your role? So I don't like the question, but yet it just seems like the NBA, everybody has a role to fulfill on a lot of different teams. So I'll ask you, cautiously, what's your role on this team? Do you see your role going forward?
Well, you see it a lot with a lot of teams in the NBA. You know, I think my skill that, you know, I'm most proud of how I've gotten better with is my ability to be a playmaker at the 4 or the 5 position. You know, it takes a lot. I mean, it definitely helps when you have skilled bigs who can go out there and help people play to their strengths. And that's something I've been very prideful about. I've been able to learn people I play with games and been able to help them play better and put them in good positions and see how games are going. You know, whatever it is, you know, I don't like to define a role for myself either because I feel like I'm able to do a lot of different things. But I'd say if I had to pick one that I'm the most proud of, it's my ability to be that big playmaker.
We're talking to Frank Kaminsky of the Phoenix Suns, and the Suns have a new content series. It's called Breakthrough. It's going to be on Fox Sports Arizona and YouTube tonight at 6:30, and it focuses on the bigs with you and DA and Sarge and Baines. And I'm wondering, how much of this show do you know about? Have you already seen it? Were you did you get heavily involved and love it? Did you even know it was going on while they were filming it?
Yeah, I knew part of it was going on. No, obviously, I'm a part of it. So I haven't seen anything, so I'm excited to watch it as well. It'll definitely be very interesting because our group of four bigs were some characters, and each of us are different. So I'm excited just to see what everyone says.
Frank, as you look at DeAndre Ayton, he obviously is incredibly talented. Where do you think he needs to take the next step, and how will he get there?
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
I'm talking about DeAndre Ayton in regard to his next step. What do you think he's got to do in order to get better as a pro?
You know, he's already, you know, you can see it in the summer workouts already. He's already taking big steps forward. You know, he's working on getting stronger. He's working on expanding his range. But he already does so many good things as a basketball player. You know, he's so good defensively. He can change so many shots. He always gives a lot of effort. You know, he's got a high motor. He does a lot of great things. It's just kind of up to him to see how far he can expand it. You know, I believe in him, and I think he's going to be an all-star for a lot of years. He's going to be a guy that can potentially be the defensive player of the year multiple times. When you have that potential when you're 22 years old, you know, it's kind of on him to see how far he can take it. But, you know, I see how hard he works and I see how much effort he puts into it. And I know he's going to get himself there.
Frank, we were really lucky a couple years ago on this show. We developed a good friendship with Carson Palmer. And Carson was a backup quarterback his whole first year, despite being a number one pick in the NFL draft, and then started every game the next year. And a couple years later, Ryan Fitzpatrick took over with the Bengals because Carson got hurt. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is now being benched for Tua Tagovailoa with Miami, and he actually credited Carson with teaching him how to be a mentor on a football team. So based on Wolf's question and what Carson said, I want to ask you, what is your role in DeAndre Ayton being as good as you just said he can be?
I mean, I don't necessarily see myself as a vet yet. I know this past year was my fifth year, but I've been around for a while. I feel like I'm one of the older guys on our team, which is really weird because we have a really young team. So as far as DeAndre, I just try to keep his head in the right place. I try to give him advice, things that I've learned, things that I know. You know, when you've been in the league for 5 years, you start to be able to see things from a different perspective. You know, when you're young and all you think about is basketball, basketball, basketball. But at some points, you know, I'll give you an example. From one point throughout the season, I mean, DeAndre was playing like 40-something minutes a game for a stretch. And, you know, he's getting, like, frustrated because he wants to do so well all the time. And at some point, you got to sit him down and realize, just be like, it's a long season. Like, you're playing a lot right now. Your body needs to rest. You need to relax. Like, it's not going to be – you're not going to be 22 forever in this league. Like, you're going to have to take care of yourself and realize that you can't play 42 minutes every single game for your entire career. So – you know, he's just learning. He's learning so much, and I feel like I have an opportunity to at least pass on some of my advice to him and hopefully keep him on the right path.
You know, I look at DeAndre Ayton, I watch him play. The talent is unbelievable. It's undeniable. But the lack of intensity sometimes. I think he's got to learn to manufacture intensity. Do you believe in that, Frank?
To an extent, yes. Obviously, when people are dealing with injuries and things like that and they're playing through it, at some point it looks like their intensity is low. But, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, we're paid to do a job, and you got to go out there and play regardless about how you're feeling. You know, you definitely saw in the bubble, DeAndre brought his intensity every single game. I mean, he plays hard. I don't ever have a problem. I don't ever get on him, or I don't think anyone really ever gets on him about his lack of effort or intensity. So, that may be an opinion, but I just personally don't see it.
What's the one thing you did at Wisconsin that you're still happy nobody knows about?
That's a good question.
We all have college stories, Frank.
I mean, I graduated. That's a big plus.
That's good, Frank.
If you would have seen my grades after my freshman year, you might have not believed it either.
I believe you on that
well
one,
done.
Frank.
Well done. Good to talk to you. Have a great season, Frank. Good to catch up.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
absolutely.
It.
You too. There's Frank Kaminsky joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's the home of Coulter Nissan. Go to coulternissan.com, west of the hassle. If you want to see it again, the new content series, it's called Breakthrough by the Suns, and the new episode drops tonight, and it'll be at 6:30 on Fox Sports Arizona and on YouTube.